Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Firefighters continue their battle against the Corral fire burning in the Trinity Alps wilderness east of Hoopa Valley and north of Highway 299. The Corral fire has scorched more than 11,000 acres, and lightning strikes over the weekend sparked several new fires in the area. Fire officials report significant progress on the northern end of the fire, as hand crews and air assets were able to make a direct attack on the blaze due to favorable weather conditions. A camp has been set up near Denny for hand crews working the southeast flank of the fire, and the primary focus is on keeping the blaze away from Hoopa to the west and communities along Highway 299 to the south. There have been no road closures, although residents and travelers in the area are advised to be aware of the movement of heavy equipment and fire crews, and no evacuation alerts have been issued. The fire currently stands at 5% containment. Smoke and air quality remain a concern, and some of the rain from the coast made it inland and helped keep the fire from spreading over the weekend. On August 16th, the local Avoid the 7 DUI enforcement campaign kicked off for an 18-day period running through the Labor Day weekend. Since August 16th and through this past Sunday, 42 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in Humboldt County, almost double the number of arrests in the same time period in 2012. DUI saturation patrols and checkpoints will be conducted through the weekend into the Labor Day holiday in an effort to remove impaired and dangerous drivers from local roadways. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of 27-year-old Elsa Kim of Alamo, California on Sunday morning. Kim was driving a 1993 GMC westbound on 36 when she failed to negotiate a turn in the roadway, crossed the double yellow line, and collided with a tree. Kim was wearing her seatbelt at the time of the crash and was taken to Mad River Hospital, but sustained fatal injuries. The cause of the crash remains unclear, although impairment is not considered a factor. On Friday, August 9th, Fortuna police responded to a vehicle versus motorcycle accident on Ronerville Road. When officers reached the scene, they found 27-year-old Carlotta resident Justin Weir, who had suffered serious injuries, including head trauma. Officers determined that Weir had ridden his motorcycle into the path of an oncoming vehicle at Ronerville and School Streets. On Saturday, Fortuna police were notified by the Sonoma County Coroner's Office that Weir had died as a result of his injuries, and that the coroners will conduct an additional investigation and forward the case to the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office. Eureka police were called out to the Greenbelt area in the 3300 block of Broadway on Saturday afternoon after receiving a report that a woman was being attacked by a man wielding a machete. When officers arrived on scene, they indeed found a woman suffering from a serious head wound consistent with those made by an edged weapon, and a suspect was identified by witnesses. That suspect, 24-year-old Anthony Parker, was later found, and in his possession was the machete suspected of having been used in the attack. Parker was arrested and booked into county jail on an assault with a deadly weapon charge. The victim was moved to an out-of-area hospital for advanced treatment. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol will be accepting applications in September from people who are interested in becoming a CHP officer. Applications will be accepted online from September 12th through September 14th. In order to be considered, you must be a high school graduate, 20 to 35 years old, and a U.S. citizen with no felony convictions. Applicants will need to pass a written test, a physical ability test, an appraisal panel interview, a background investigation, and a medical and psychological evaluation. The CHP does not solely rely on internet applications to recruit new officers, as CHP Humboldt Area Commander Adam Yeager explains.
Right now we are doing a pretty good recruitment. We got Matt Harvey in as my new public affairs officer and recruitment officer, and whenever Humboldt State or College of Redwoods or job fairs, he'll be there with a booth and be recruiting.
If you are interested in applying, visit www.chpcareers.com. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.